You're listening to SBS News.
With the nation's focus firmly on stopping coronavirus, local general practitioner Lorraine Baker is concerned that we've become complacent when it comes to protecting ourselves from influenza.
Who can blame them? We've all had a barrage of health information, but it's so good that we can prevent diseases, and these are the diseases we can prevent.
The 2019 flu season was among the worst on record, with more than 300,000 flu infections reported and 800 deaths. Influenza symptoms are a lot more severe than the common cold. Dr. Jonathan Anderson says while most Australians will need at least a week to recover from the infection, others aren't so fortunate.
There are a lot of people who may be at risk of more severe complications for the flu, older Australians or people with medical conditions, and they may suffer complications, end up in hospital or even worse.
Infections were far lower in 2020 thanks to restrictions including lockdown and closures put in place to control the coronavirus pandemic. But as they ease, Dr. Anderson is concerned the flu could bounce back from July.
And we know that people are getting out and about, they're socialising, they're going to sports events. There are plenty of opportunities if influenza does start up for it to take hold and spread rapidly in the community.
The latest research indicates we are not well prepared. If that happens, with only 66% of seniors in the over 65 age bracket getting their dose compared to 90% last year, the near 24% decrease is a cause for concern for the age group most at risk. The 18 and 65 age groups are also seeing a drop, with 45% vaccinated this year compared to more than 70% in 2020. Health advocates are calling for more government messaging for migrant and Indigenous communities where vaccine rates are low. The impacts of the 2015 swine flu pandemic are still front of mind for health professionals, including the president of the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association, Dr. Tanya Schramm.
We know the death rate for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community was about 5.8 times higher than the general community. So, you know, influenza vaccine for our community is incredibly important to look after and care for elders, make sure that we're not seeing a repeat of that sort of incidence.
Australian scientists have this week announced they're a step closer to producing a universal flu vaccine, which provides better protection for Indigenous people. They've identified specific influenza targets that could be used to better protect Indigenous people through a universal T-cell-based vaccine. Professor Catherine Kedzierski of the Doherty Institute says the technology targets proteins specific to Indigenous communities, which control immune response and has the potential to better protect them from experiencing severe influenza disease.
So we know that some populations are at high risk from severe influenza disease, and that includes Indigenous populations globally. We envisage one universal vaccine, but our research makes sure that the specific influenza targets that stimulate killer T cells in Indigenous people can be encompassed into that universal vaccine.
Scientists predict the vaccine won't be available for at least 2 years, but it has health workers like Dr. Schramm very excited. But she says for now, her focus remains on the upcoming flu danger period. Alan Lee, SBS News.